This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A tourism campaign in Michigan has found itself wrapped up in some nasty labor politics. Pure Michigan is the slogan that's been headlining some award-winning tourism ads out in Michigan for a couple of years now. But this week, the state attached that phrase to an ad that encourages businesses to come on in because it's got that new right-to-work law, which has, in turn, set off a reaction that is as tart as a Michigan cherry. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
The Pure Michigan campaign covers all the bases of tourism marketing: beautiful outdoor imagery, stirring music, even a celebrity voice, Michigander Tim Allen's fatherly tones.
25,000 mornings. Make sure some of them are pure Michigan.
Michigan State University tourism professor Dan McColl has actually seen people tear up.
The Pure Michigan campaign really strikes a chord with people.
It focused on what was great, even while auto plant layoffs made headlines. Many residents have a feeling of pride and ownership about the slogan. That's why some got angry when it appeared in an ad urging business to come to Michigan because of a new law limiting union power.
From a pure marketing perspective, I was shaking my head.
University of Michigan marketing professor Christy Nordhelm says the state needs another phrase.
What the economic and business development folks should be doing is developing their own positioning and their own slogan.
The Michigan Economic Development Corporation oversees marketing for tourism and business. There was a separate business slogan, but it got dumped a while ago in favor of a proven winner.
We wanted to take advantage of a very favorable part of our state, which was the brand Pure Michigan that we had created.
Mike Finney heads the corporation. Nobody complained until the Right to Work ad appeared. Finney told me the reaction has his team rethinking.
We will make decisions on whether it makes sense for us to modify this campaign in any way.
Pure Michigan fans who want their slogan protected from the impurity of politics just might get their wish. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.